Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Augusta Civic Center. I'm Travis Barrett, alongside Drew Bonifant, sports writers for the Kennebec Journal and the Morning Sentinel. We've just wrapped up day five of the high school basketball tournament. I got to say, these were the games that I was sort of looking forward to. I was looking forward to semifinals and really kind of getting into the meat of it. And I think while most of the games weren't all that close, I still think the stakes are pretty high, and that always leaves you with some interesting storylines at the end.
Yeah, you just look forward to the matchups. You see a team like Coney play, and you see a team like Hamden play. You look forward to just seeing them go up against each other. And on the girls' side, you see a team like Skowhegan play and a team like Messalonsky play. You see the Annie Cooks and the Allie Turners of the world, and they're going to be meeting this day.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool to see. So you don't so much look for a down to the wire finish as much as just seeing what happens when they
what
step
happens,
on the court.
Right. Yeah. I'm always interested in the what happens. So we started this afternoon with Class A North girls. We got right at it. Messalonsky, the 3 seed, against Skowhegan, the number 2 seed. Messalonsky, 52-49. It was close. It went down to the wire. Although there were stretches where you felt like Messalonsky was in control, still, 3-point win for Messalonsky. They beat Skowhegan 3 times this year. In the other semifinal on the girls' side, Hamden, they beat Lawrence 42-31. So the top seed is going to the regional final there. On the boys' side tonight, Madomic in an incredible win, 49-44. They dumped the number 2 seed, Nokomis, from the tournament. And then we just finished up tonight here with number 1 Hamden and the boys. They beat Coney 58-43. So interesting tidbit here in A North. Hamden, top seed, both boys and girls side, both going to the regional final on Friday night. Some other scores from Bangor today. In Class B North, Winslow just will not go away. A big upset there. They take down John Babs 39-26. They're going to the regional final. And then the boys, a game that also just ended a few minutes ago. Herman defeated Winslow 57-32. Winslow started really slow. They were down 14 at the end of the first quarter. Got as close as 3 points in the third quarter. And then Herman did what Herman does.
Yep.
11-0 run to close out the third quarter, and they were off and sailing. So that gets us all caught up. Drew, what did you learn today?
That the Hamden boys team is not just Ian McIntyre. Maybe it might be a stretch to say that anybody was thinking that coming in, but you always look at the team's top player and you just kind of think at that. That's the engine that drives the team. He had only 5 points today, and that team still looked very much like a 1 seed. Bryce Lousier knocked down 6 threes, and they were just in control from start to finish. That look, I think we saw them look a little vulnerable that first game in the quarterfinals, and this time they look like a team that you have to be firing on all cylinders, and you still might need to find one or two areas to patch up against them. They looked really good tonight.
I think it's funny. You could say the same thing about the Hamden girls as the top seed on the girls' side. They nearly lost to number 8 Gardner, or 9 Gardner? 8 or 9? 8.
Number 8, yeah.
I can't even remember. It was so long ago. Anyway, they nearly lost to Gardner, and we said, whoa, this team doesn't look like a number 1 seed. And then the next thing you knew, they came out today against Lawrence and looked like, oh, that's going to be a tough out for Messalonsky in the next round. But I think what I learned today is that Messalonsky girls team is not the same team it was a year ago, but that doesn't mean it's not as good as it was a year ago. They looked really impressive against the Skowhegan team that just continues to fight them tooth and nail.
Yeah, it's like you said, they don't have that player like they had with Sophie Holmes last year, who can go out there and score 30 points. They're a more rugged team, I guess you can just, that they really make it work on defense, interior post play. They're comfortable scoring in the low 40s, high 30s, but they do look like a handful. I mean, they're not as explosive as they were last year. They had a game last year against Skowhegan where they scored over 90 points.
Yeah.
That's not the team that they are this year, but they're still a team that, and you could tell with a lot of players back from last year's team, the Gabrielle Wieners and the Michaela Wilsons and the Allie Turners and Melissa Janesses, they're a team that knows what to do in the final minutes of a close game. They don't get rattled by tight scores.
No, they don't. And I think, if there's a common denominator that kind of ran through these games tonight, Skowhegan had the ball with 25 seconds to go, trying to get a three-pointer to tie the game. Never got a shot off, turned the ball over. Lawrence, a team that has shot the ball incredibly well all year, Lawrence girls, couldn't buy a shot tonight. Just couldn't. Nokomis boys, who in the quarterfinal win looked against Erskine, you know, shot almost 70% in the first half. They couldn't buy a shot. Zach Hartsgrove had two field goals. You know, it had no field goals in the fourth quarter when they really needed them. After they had built a 16-point lead in the second half, they were up 40-24 at one point. Domic changes his lineup, goes a little smaller, defends a little better. Hartsgrove couldn't his shot with 3 seconds to go, kind of circled the rim and popped out, and no rebound there for Nokomis. And then Coney, another team that relies on being able to shoot the ball outside, couldn't do it. So I think, you know, for me, if you're a team that is built on perimeter shooting, three-point shots, and you can't find a way to find some balance in that, you're not going to win.
That's been the case, and it was definitely the case tonight. And, I mean, part of Coney's struggles are related to they lost Jordan Roddy to a sprained ankle. And it looks like it was a bad sprained ankle. He couldn't put weight on it early in the third quarter. So that just throws the whole team out of rhythm. It's hard to look at Coney and say, well, you know, what were you guys doing on offense when you're without your top player? But I think you're right. I think we saw, you know, when the well goes dry for Nokomis, they didn't really have much to lean on, especially for Lawrence. I mean, they just put themselves in a hole that they had no chance of climbing out of. They were down 17-3 early. So you're right. When you don't have somebody that you can just constantly funnel it in and say, we're not knocking down shots, no problem. You know, go to the paint and make it work. It's tough to survive that way.
So if we look ahead, you know, that's what we kind of do here, right? If we look ahead to Friday's matchups in the girls' side, Messalonsky, Hamden, who'd you take based on what you saw today?
Today, it's close. I still go Messalonsky. I like that big game moxie. There's no situation that's going to come up that they haven't seen. And Hamden's had some tough games. Mm. They rallied against Gardner. It's not like they've just been riding two blowouts to this point. But I just trust those Messalonsky players in a tight spot more than Hamden. But I don't know if Messalonsky has a player who can match up with Bailey Donovan over and over and over if they're going down low to her. So
I'm going to go Messalonsky too. But judging what I saw today and the way Messalonsky took Annie Cook out of the game, I think they're going to make sure Donovan doesn't even get the ball. They're not going to worry about trying to defend her. They're going to make sure she doesn't get the ball, first of all. And also, you know, let's not forget the Eagles opened the defense of their state title, of their state championship last year, with a nearly 40-point loss to Hamden at home on opening night this year. So I don't know that Keith DeRosby is necessarily a bulletin board material kind of guy, but I'm sure it's going to be unsaid. They've got some extra motivation.
It's probably one of those things where if you ask him about it now, he'll say absolutely not. And then if they end up winning that game, then he'll say, we brought it up. So, but another thing that's going to be interesting about that game is Messalonsky gets a lot of their offense from Allie Turner attacking the basket. And that's where Donovan is. And Lawrence coach Greg Chesley said today that he thought Donovan affected their shots inside. Mm. So if Donovan can limit what Turner could do, Maslansky's going to have to do kind of the opposite of what we talked about. They're going to have to look to maybe outside shots to carry the day.
Yep. So boys' side, number 6, Medomic. They're continuing their quote-unquote Cinderella run here to the regional final. They're going to play Hamden. Based on what I saw today, I'm not sure that Medomic's run is over. They showed a ton of grit. Just, I mean, when you're down 16 and your season's on the line and you don't panic and you play all the way back and take the lead and win, I think that's something you can build on.
I'm done doubting these guys. I doubted them coming into this game. I thought that they just got by because Skowhegan went ice cold from the field and they were kind of the beneficiaries of that. Now you're starting to wonder, well, did Skowhegan go ice cold from the field because they were playing Medomic? You know, Medomic completely shut them down. Now Zach Hartsgrove has a bad game against them. Maybe that's something that they're doing rather than something they're luckily running into. Hampton looked very, very impressive today. But I mean, I'm not going to write off Medomic's chances against anybody at this point.
Yeah, true story. So tomorrow we come back, day number 6. I feel like it's been a year, but it's really only been 6 days. It starts tomorrow morning early, Class D South girls semifinal, Temple against Rangeley. And then we're into almost a mirror of today with Class C South girls in the afternoon. You've got number 2 Monmouth against number 6 Richmond, and number 1 Booth Bay against number 4 Madison. And then in the evening, we go to the boys, Winthrop against Booth Bay. Booth Bay, of course, had that stunner over Wayne Fleet in the quarterfinals. And top-seeded Halldale taking on Richmond. So that's tomorrow. Anything jump out those games tomorrow?
We talked about how much we were looking forward to these A-North matchups today. I'm really looking forward to that Halldale-Richmond matchup. They played twice during the season. They were good games. They're fast-paced. It's just it's two teams that can light it up when they're going well, but they can play some defense when things aren't, when it's a slower paced game and lower scoring game. And that just looks like a game where it's going to be I keep saying in all these podcasts down to the wire, but I think that's going to be the case again this time. I don't see Halldale separating themselves early. Maybe they might get taken early, but then Zach Small and Matt Rhines have made kind of a living this season on helping the team rally back. They're such competitive players.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I can't see them having the kind of game they had in the quarterfinals where Rhines only had 8 points and Zach Small really struggled.
Yeah, so you got to think you're going to get more from those guys. Will it be enough? I don't know. It's kind of like we talked about with the Monmouth girls and the Richmond girls. You know, Halldale won both those games, so is it just, are they just, they just have that little extra more than Richmond does? But it's going to be an exciting game.
Yeah, and I think Winthrop-Booth Bay, I think Winthrop's going to win that easy. From what I saw, they have more size than anybody in Class C South, and I think Booth Bay is going to kind of, it's sort of, you're kind of banking on that emotional letdown. Like, we had the big upset, we're the early story of the tournament, but now we got to come in and back it up. And I just think that's tough to do.
Yeah, you get the sense that Booth Bay is really at risk of that. Just Winthrop starts out with a 12-2 lead, and they're calling timeouts, and they're trying to get their things straightened out on their side. Because that is the risk to winning a game like you do against Wayne Fleet. You're so caught up in that, you keep reliving that in your mind, you forget to make sure that you're ready to go with this game. And Winthrop is kind of that team, just like Messalonsky. They're that, you know, they don't have the state championship like Messalonsky girls do, but they've also seen every situation you can run through. And some of those players aren't there anymore, but enough of them are that you know that's not a team that's going to get rattled and bent out of shape by the pressure of these games.
Yeah, and then of course if we look at we don't even really have to look at the Class C South girls again, and we just did it last night. I'm pretty sure that with 24 hours to think about it, we haven't changed our opinion. And based on what I saw yesterday, we're just looking forward to that 1-2 Booth Bay Monmouth showdown in the final.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Madison and Richmond can have something to say about tripping that matchup up, but it does look like those teams are on a track to meet each other, and that would be, I think, the fifth matchup between those teams in 2 years, if I have that right. They know each other, and they've proven themselves to be the top two teams in Class C South all year. That's what people said at the beginning of the year. That's what they're saying now, and it looks like that's what we're on track to seeing.
Yeah, so we're literally about to be kicked out of here. So on Saturday night, I might have embellished that just a tad. Tonight, the natives are getting restless. So we're going to get out of here. We're going to finish up. CentralMaine.com/sports. All of the tournament coverage. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Live video reaction. The podcast. If you can't find it on CentralMaine.com this week, it doesn't exist.
That's right.
So for Drew, I'm Travis. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you guys back here tomorrow night after the Class C South semifinals.